We ain't there yet. We're still mid-part season two of Life with Nick.
Nice, nice.
You want season one?
No, season one was 8 through 21. Oops. Season two started at age 22, bro.
Yep. I gotcha. So, how've y'all been? What y'all been watching as of late?
House of the Dragon. About to start Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power.
Nice, nice.
Uncle from Another World. Started watching season four of Overlord, and oh my god, bro. I didn't think the show could get much better. It kind of took a turn from what I was expecting.
Hold on one second.
Especially from some of the characters.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Hold on, let me sync up my Spotify, and then we're all...
Sorry, Brad. I'm back.
Everything good?
Yeah, no, I was just seeing what my mom was doing, because I could hear it clanking and
How's
all that.
Mama?
She's good, she's good. Still works at the same place. Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you, I did move to a new department in my company.
You did?
Wow.
Yeah.
Moving up, bro.
Thank you. So I'm now in quality control, but I basically just make sure all the things that we use to measure stuff work correctly. So that's where I'm at.
So, well, dude.
Yeah.
You live in that good life.
Next time
baby.
You blink, or he's going to end up being the president of the United States. Be like, what?
Yeah, nah.
No,
that's
going to be the president of the company, baby.
Yeah, maybe. So, yeah, I've been mainly watching a lot of anime. I've only seen the first episode, House of Dragon, so.
Oh, dude. I need to watch that. That's on my list, but I've been watching, like, other stuff.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to wait for it all to come out and then binge it.
Nice.
So,
what have you been watching, Ari?
So I've been trying to put everybody on this adorable anime on Netflix called Kotaro-san, and I love watching it every time.
Oh, yeah. Kotaro-san Lives Alone or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Watching it. Like, rewatched it like four times. I was like, it's so sad, but it's so cute.
Yeah, that's on my to watch list.
You need to. It's so fucking adorable.
But yeah, not that. And I'm also watching second season of Devil's a Part Timer.
Oh,
okay. So I haven't caught up on that. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I was like, I forgot that had a second season. I was like, somebody mentioned that to me, and I was like, okay, I need to watch that. And then I forgot about it when Katora song came to my mind. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's good. I've been enjoying it. That,
yeah.
Been watching Licorice Recoil. That one's pretty good. It's an anime original. So.
What was the name again?
Licorice Recoil.
A very interesting name for an anime.
Yeah, that, and also there's another one by the same studio. It's called Engage Kiss. It's pretty good too.
See, I've seen like a couple of snippets from that. I think I know which one you're talking
about. Gotcha. Then watching Classroom of the Elite season 3.
Classroom of the Elite. See, a lot of these titles I just started scrolling on Crunchyroll for them.
Yeah.
And if I had the time, I would definitely grind on them. Like, Classroom of the Elite, I saw the cover art for it, and one of my friends was trying to get me on the manga for it. And it looks interesting. Like, on face value, no.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me a bit about the show. Like, why should viewers, you know, jump in on this?
So, basically, the main character, he's pulling the strings of everybody, and he really doesn't care about anybody at all.
Except for himself.
Yeah, pretty much. And so it's really interesting seeing him pull the strings. And
well, is he a good guy doing bad things, or is it just a guy that's self-centered?
Well, he was like in a lab experiment, so he doesn't like experiment. Like, yeah, it's pretty good. They announced a third season, so I think it's gonna come out next year.
It's gonna be tight.
Yeah.
So I feel like the any time we need like an anime hookup, we gotta be texting Cam like, "Hey Cam, do you know such and such?" And he'll be like, "Man, of course I know such and such. Let me tell you what season 2 and 3 was."
Yeah.
2 and 3.
Yeah. Then watching my stepmom's daughter is my ex, and that one's pretty funny. It's not as bad as Domestic Girlfriend, but basically pretending. So they're basically step siblings now.
Shows like that, I'm not gonna say they're risque, but like, I remember when you and Alex would get me on to like a lot of shows that really like I was spoiled as a kid, and I grew up with just
Studio Ghibli.
See, that shows you how much I pay attention to anime, but I grew up with that, and I thought all anime was like really artsy, but like good screenplay, good plot and all that. And some of it is kind of like Food Wars, but there's like a lot of like fan service from what I remember, and just it threw me off. Is it funny? Yes. It shocked me.
Yeah.
When I first started hanging out with Alex, and I'm like, God, is this what anime is supposed to be these days?
That's the only thing that shocked you.
So that, and you
I
should
was good for a bit.
Yeah, that, and you should also watch Don't Hurt Me, My Healer. Don't Hurt Me, My Healer.
Oh, what the hell is Unhurt?
Yeah, no, it's also on Crunchyroll, but hell, they basic premise is the adventurer for the he's an adventurer, the main character, and this healer heals him, but also curses him, and he can't go like a certain distance away from him, or he'll die. It's really funny.
Have any of you guys watched that anime on Netflix called Bastard?
Yeah.
It's like a really old kind of anime.
But a lot of people from the chats I've been talking to have been like hyping that up.
It's super funny.
Yeah, it is.
I contradict a lot of it, though.
Second part comes out sometime, I think, this month. So.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a second part.
Yeah, it's going to be 24 episodes.
I would love to see that, because they left off on a cliffhanger, no lie.
Yeah, they did, so.
So wait, where you guys, like, so me being kind of like a heathen stoned is, like, where do you guys get your content? Like, obviously you're not getting paperback, or maybe Cam might be, because he's always on his, like, A-game for that. What sites are you pirating?
Crunchyroll. Kinda,
like, jumping on.
Crunchyroll and HiDive and Netflix.
Yeah. I do like Crunchyroll.
No, the
Netflix.
Manga.
Oh, the manga? They have like different apps. Like, I want to say Shueisha has like Jump Plus. Well, pretty much it's through Viz, but they have like their own app and all that. So that's how I get it.
Get mine, like, if I really want to read something and I don't feel like paying for the volumes, I usually just look it up online and kind of cross my fingers that I don't get a virus. But other than that, I kind of buy mine on Amazon, because I like to have like the actual feel of the book in my hand, and sometimes electronically when I read it, it hurts my eyes.
Yeah, it mine too.
Yeah, because right now I'm still keeping up with, you know, The Way of the House Husband, both the anime and the manga.
Yes.
Oh my God, Can we take a minute to, like, just say, like, for what that manga is?
It's a masterpiece is what it is.
Sure.
I wouldn't go as far as to call it a masterpiece, but I'd say it's broken away from, like, what a lot of manga are doing. And, I don't know, just, it's weird, it's charming, it's different. I guess that's the biggest thing. I've always liked shows that took like really big, bad, scary characters and just kind of made them into like adorable characters. And
I mean,
Way
he's
the
still
House
big and bad, but you never know.
Well, no. He can stomp your face in, but like the things he's doing, like when he's with the housing association in not the neighborhood watch, but like with the grandmas and the mothers of the neighborhood.
Yep.
Right.
It was hella cute. Hella cute. And I don't know, like it kinda got me fired up to like cleaning my apartment and taking care of chores. I'm like, okay, so if a Yakuza can do this,
And that man, he has like this determination in almost everything that he does. Like, it has to be to a T. He's like, if I can't kill anymore, I'm a damn sure make sure I kill these chores. And I'm like, yes, my dude.
Yeah. So another one, I've been reading it, but it's pretty good. It's called Frieren, End of the Journey, and it's pretty much about what happens if you can live a long time and your pretty much party members die. So it's really good.
See, Cam, when you started off by saying fire, and I literally thought you were about to say the name of this book that I'm reading in the anime, I was like, I didn't know Cam went down that road too. I was like, wait, never mind. Something else.
Yeah, no. This hasn't been made into an anime yet, so.
Because the book that I read, it's not even a little risque. It's like over the top with it. But it has such a sweet a kind of storyline. I like to read about it.
I got you.
Ooh, tell me it's nasty.
See, Cam, I feel like you might have scrolled upon that. You're just not thinking about it right now.
What about?
What's the name of it?
What?
It's called Fire in His Fingertips.
Oh, I know.
I knew it.
So they came out with like an English dub, but it's like the safer version. There's a not safe for work that's borderline hentai, so I can tell you. Well, I say borderline. It is hentai, just
it is.
We'll just call it that. So
they can't sell it as nothing else. So that's literally what it looks like on every volume. I'm like, oh my lord. Alright.
Yeah,
can't read this on the plane.
Nope.
I mean, you can, it has real life consequences.
I mean, I have. I'm just saying, I gotta read it real tight. No one sees what I'm doing.
Yeah, because but I did see, I wanna say, I know there's like two seasons of it, so I don't know if they'll make more.
I wanna say that it goes all the way up to like in between like volumes 3 and 4, I think. I might have to look back at that, but I was like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, I've seen these, but that's not in volume 1 and 2. And then I got 3, and then I got 4 because 4 just came out, and I was like, oh,
I gotcha. Okay.
And it's still an ongoing thing, so I would think that they may add adapt some more stuff in there. So I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm hoping on it. Cause it's delicious to watch.
Yeah.
So wait, Cam, let me sidetrack for a sec for this conversation. What got you into Game of Thrones? Like,
Game of Thrones.
I suggest that to you. So, like, what was your impression?
That groan he made.
So,
I was like, let me tell you.
So you know, I like fantasy and all that, and so I watched it when it first came out. I liked everything up till season 8. Didn't care much for the ending. Thought the ending was
that
pretty
was
bad.
A lot of people.
Yeah, because he's like with the rest of the crowd where everybody's like, oh, this is so good. And then season 8, everybody was so disappointed and let down. I was like, I haven't even watched it, but I can feel that disappointment and I don't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah, so we'll see.
So, House of the Dragon, I'd say I feel like for people who haven't seen it, you can jump right in. Like, it's a good 172 years before all those events.
Yep.
You don't really have to know any of the houses or who did what, because it's so far into the past that it's its own thing. And it's, I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was gonna be I thought it was gonna be trash, and I was really surprised with the family, the like political drama between the family, the Targaryens, and Matt Smith. Another character I wasn't really hoping for too much, but every time he comes on screen, I'm kind of like, what's he gonna do? But maybe I'm just fanboying too much. Like, what was your takeaway from the first episode?
I mean, no, I really liked it and what they explained, and you know that it's gonna be a prequel to see what happens before. So, but I'm gonna binge the rest.
Oh, the downfall.
Yeah. So I'm gonna binge the rest, but oh, another one I've been watching, and it's funny. It's called Reincarnated as a Fantasy Knockout. And think of it.
Oh, I thought you were about to say the one about the slime. I was like, oh, yeah, I saw thought like, so two too.
Episodes. Oh, no, I'm all caught up on that. But yeah, this one, basically two guys get reincarnated to another world, but one turns into a girl. And he has a charm that charms everybody, so his best friend's going to try to break the curse so he doesn't, you know, fall in love with him. It's really funny.
Oh, okay. So he's starting to fall for his homie, and it's like, it's screwing
up the friendship.
If anything, it sounds
a little bit like Konosuba with like a little extra flair on it.
Yeah, it does.
Yep. Wait, when are we
like
going to get
instead of stealing panties, I'm going to steal hearts.
What's up, Nick?
I was going to say, do we have any news on that? Like
Konosuba? So yes. The spinoff manga where Megumi is the main character comes out next year, season 3, probably 2024, if I had to guess.
That'd be interesting to see, because she really does need like a development. Because I want her explosive magic to get more than just the one shot.
Well, basically, this is like before she. This is when she was still young. The spinoff. So
okay, so it's kind of a character, not character development, but kind of like an not origin story, but before she was part of the party.
Pretty much as an origin story.
Oh, okay.
The thing I think about is I don't feel like they should do prequels if the character hasn't developed that much.
Yeah.
Like in Konosuba, they're all laughing, they're joking, and of course she gets stronger with her explosive magic, but then it's like I want her to go way beyond just the whole one explosion, and then it just stops and she can't move for the rest. Like, can we further develop on that before we go to see what made her like that?
So I'm speculating on this, but I think the reason why they're doing that is because she has a huge fan base. Like, Yumi, Alec, and Hanu went to visit Erica Mendez, and just seeing all the fan art that people were presenting her, I was like, wow, like, I was really surprised at how many people liked this one character. And we saw in the movie too, where like they did kind of a little backstory on her and Union.
Yep.
And I think they're just doing this as kind of like fan service, not that fan service, but you know, just giving something back to people.
See,
and
another reason
I can
why
see
I don't...
the appeal.
I got you.
The other reason why I don't really like the prequel kind of set of that, like before we develop who she is, if you go into her backstory, because she did say it's like she had sisters and stuff that all had like explosive magic too, it's probably going to overshadow her, even though she has such like a big following fan base. Like, we need to get to know who she is before you like bring in her sisters, and they may, you know, take over her popularity because they're probably better characters or whatever.
I gotcha. Another one I'm watching is called Parallel World Pharmacy, and basically he is a pharmacist, and he dies in our world, and he gets reincarnated as one in like a fantasy world. It's pretty good.
That sounds a little bit like on the same level as that. I keep forgetting what it's called. It's the dude that working in a bookshop, but he has like a skull face.
Oh yeah, I forgot the name of it. Hold on, let me. It's like
that sounds just like that.
Yeah, it's like something Honda-kun.
Yeah, something like that. Because I was like, that sounds just like that one, except for the fact that like he dies, he just has no face.
Yeah.
This is describing a lot of isekai. Actually, while we're on isekai, can we talk a quick, brief moment about Uncle from Another World?
Like, yeah, we
can. I've been hyping that up. Everybody I've been running into, whether at parties or at work, just I'm trying to get Alex on it too, and he will not budge. But
of course not. If it doesn't have the titties, he's not gonna watch it.
It doesn't have that, but like for people that are kind of tired with like a lot of anime, like it's like, oh, it's all the same. This is the one. This is the show that just breaks away from the trend, and it just like stupidly funny.
Yeah, it
and
is.
It's in the face of the whole genre, but it does it in a really satirical way.
Yep.
And I remember the first episode, you find out that this guy's in a coma, except he comes back, I want to say like 14 years later.
Yep.
And I want to say it was like 1997. So like he missed a whole generation of like pop culture, gaming, and all this. And his nephew wakes him up, and he's there to pick him up and take him to the apartment. He thinks he's absolutely crazy with all the stuff that he's like blabbing about, and the shock value, and them just kind of like soaking in or drinking up like the uncomfortable silences that you get in between certain dialogues from characters. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah,
it's one of those anime that for a lot of people that love just kind of like contradictory humor, I think you would have a fun time. And Alex and Slade, if you're out there listening to this, please jump in on this. You will not be disappointed.
Yep. I'll tell you another
I feel like,
go ahead, Dari.
What?
Oh. I feel like the people who say that, you know, most anime you watch nowadays all run together or they look the same, they don't really take the time to actually analyze the show for what they are. Of course, some of them do, you know, copy and paste and repeat, but most of them that are really original, like, you need to take time to kind of appreciate the people who are actually trying and they're not just copying and pasting from other different animes.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Of course. No, like,
because if anything, people can say, so like, Konosuba and Sword Art Online are, like, the same, but they're not the same. Because Konosuba is way funnier than Sword Art Online, and it's mostly taken as, like, a seriousness than a comedy.
Konosuba is its own thing. Like, I know it's an isekai, but, like, I remember when Alex showed it to me, and it didn't feel like a typical generic isekai. It was really like out there, very wild. The characters felt very organic, very different. And again, I like Sword Art Online, but after like maybe midway in season two, I dropped it for a while, and then Cam kind of like brought my interest back to it. But no, Konosuba and several other shows like Shield Hero, like, there are people out there trying. They're taking the genre and they're putting their spin on it and making really good art. I can't deny that. Just, there's a lot of stuff out there, and maybe this is because I'm that cynical fan and my skepticism runs deep.
Yeah.
I'll glance at something and I'll be like, I don't know what this is going to, and I'm one of those people. And I got called out at work because I thought Mob Psycho was going to be another generic shonen anime.
And, wow.
That was her reaction. And she's like, just give it a chance. And I'm like, okay, fine. And I'm on season two. And it was good. I went back and she was like, so how was it? And I couldn't talk shit.
Well, get ready, because season three comes out next month, so.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. I'm very excited for Mob Psycho season 3.
Yeah, this this fall is gonna be pretty stacked. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I saw I'm gonna be able to commit.
Like, it is going to be stacked. But I have another suggestion for y'all. It's a fantasy, but it's really good. It's called I'm Quitting Heroing, and it's really good.
Is this about the guy that demolishes the kingdom and then he joins, like, the enemy team?
Well, pretty much, he destroys, like, the demon king's army and then ends up joining it because he doesn't want to be a hero anymore. It's really good.
Yeah. I've seen, like, 2 episodes. I'm still grinding on other shows. Like, I'm starting Lord of the Rings tonight.
I gotcha.
But after I finish that, I'll probably dive back into it.
Yep. Yeah, it's on High Dive and it has, like, two OVA episodes out now. So I'm going to watch them later.
Ooh. What about games? Have you guys been catching up on any games recently?
I've been watching Dashy Games and Core X Kenshin play The Quarry.
The Quarry.
I've seen a few YouTubers play The Quarry, but as far as games, I haven't really been playing any.
Same. Like, I wish I had more time between, like, work, the 2 jobs that I do, and then trying to catch up on House of the Dragon and several anime and a few manga here and there.
My gaming knowledge comes from me watching gaming YouTubers. Only because, it's not because I wouldn't play them myself, it's because I always have a fear of failure in games. And I was like, well, if I rage quit, I'm going to be mad that I spent $60 on this game.
Right?
So let me watch somebody else do it first.
Yeah, right?
I had to do that for a while until I got enough money to get an Xbox and PlayStation 4.
Nice.
Like, I was watching a lot of games, mostly just because I wanted to see the plot and follow the DLC, like for Metro Last Light and Metro Exodus.
Right.
It was, I'm one of those people, I do it for the plot. I like the gameplay, I want to see where the story goes. And then when I get the money, I grind on a game. Like, I'm still catching up on a decade of not gaming.
I gotcha.
See, I like watching the people that do the games for the storyline, because I know I'm gonna fuck it up and it's not gonna be the same. I want to see how it's played correctly.
Right?
You gotta stop being hard on yourself. Like, again, games aren't like what they used to be, where games used to be fun. Like, it really feels like you really have to, like, kill on a game. You really, like, hardcore competitive. I don't like it because it feels kind of toxic. Like, game culture, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I'm one of those people that just likes to chill, play a game, and not get stressed out about it. Like, that's the same thing with Apex Legends. Like, I like it when I'm when I'm on a team, but when I'm playing by myself, I suck, bro. Like, hands down, I'm the worst player on any server. I can kind of kill it on Call of Duty, but Apex and all those battle royale games, I suck.
Yeah, me too.
Well, no, that's not true. That, like, well, I don't know how you play with Halo, especially with Halo Infinite, but I distinctly remember you being, like, kind of the tank of any party. And, like, when you say you suck, I'm like, get out, Bill.
Well, it just depends on the genre, I guess.
Halo.
I played a lot of Halo whenever I had it, and I was like, and I still, for the life of me, cannot remember where the fuck I left off in the game. I went back on it, and it just restarted. Well, I'm like, well, fuck it. I don't want to do it now.
I gotcha. But also saw where the new season of Bleach might be heading to Disney Plus. So we'll see about that.
Dude, okay, so
why is it on Disney?
Because I think
it's expanding, though.
Yeah, because Crunchyroll paid a lot for Chainsaw Man.
Wow.
There's another one.
So there's Disney another one. I'm gonna become this on. Expensive empire.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. No, Disney is gangbanging on this like streaming war stuff, man. We got Disney expanding on. Not only that, they're starting to get R-rated movies. We got Deadpool 3. Didn't really believe that they were going to go for the R rating for that. We've got, they're bringing back Daredevil,
first
Punisher. Yeah, well, they were not funky. I can't talk right now. They were thinking about dropping the R rating for the third one because it was coming to Disney, and then they just backtracked and said, yeah, we're going to go with the R rating. And,
I don't know. I don't see why.
I'm impressed.
I got you.
They did the same. Deadpool, the Christmas Carol, where they made it. They dropped it to a PG-13, and that was because they brought it to Disney, and it got a really, really bad backlash for it. So they decided.
Of course,
because
that's not who Deadpool is.
Exactly.
Is an R kind of like really.
I think. Again, I'm not. I don't know how I feel about Disney expanding to every aspect of our lives. Yep. However, I'm impressed that they're going to anime, they're going to movies like Deadpool, and I think, according to a friend, if my sources are right, that they're going to be bringing some horror movies to Disney too in the not too distant future. I'll tap on.
I got you.
See, we might as well not even call Disney. We might as not even call Disney for kids anymore if they're gonna expand to all these things that are definitely not for children.
Man, forget them kids.
It's like, I'm just saying, there's even things in The Mandalorian that aren't kid friendly. I'm like, Disney, what are you trying to do?
Same thing. Okay, I was talking to a client the other day about that. Okay, so like Mandalorian, same thing with the Clone Wars. They're doing it because they know that their kids are going to be like, these are to the like the OG people who are like adults now, and they got like a 401k, a job, got to drop the kids at daycare, but they still want to like vibe with the kids. This is that crowd, and they're pandering to their kids while giving some fan service to the dads and the moms out there, and I absolutely love it. And they know what they're doing. Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni and you know, several other directors out there, hopefully, you know, I hope they're doing good wherever they are. I love that. And I think, I don't know how I feel. I don't think they've crossed too many lines with some of the script writing and the screenplay that they've done for some of their shows, but they've crossed over into some serious themes and some dark realities. But if you look at the stuff we used to watch, like Ren and Stimpy, which got canceled and they had to like make it another version of it that was, you know, TV friendly and family friendly. We saw some wild stuff as kids too, and I think this is
even Dexter's Laboratory wasn't even like that.
Yep.
All the dark. No.
Dexter, yeah. You're thinking Courage the Cowardly Dog. That had some messed up stuff in it. Looking back,
it did.
Everybody is still psychologically scarred by Courage.
Yep, but Disney Plus has anime I really want to watch, but they haven't brought it over to the States yet. It's only in Japan. It's called Summertime Rendering. So,
can you get that if you have VPN or NordVPN and just kind of switch your international settings?
Yeah, you could.
That's what I'm gonna do.
But it probably isn't subtitled.
Oh damn.
Yeah. So that's the only problem.
See. Hey, I know we probably shouldn't be talking about this while we're on air, but one of these days, and this would be
on air?
Are we on air?
Well, we're recording. We're not on air.
Okay.
Oh, I thought we were just having a conversation.
When he hit the record button, but like I knew it was at some point. I'm like, please bleep out when I said like the F-bomb. Just do me that favor. But someone you need to get on the show, and I think you would have a ball with this, Slade. Now Slade is a much more like in tune, like anime fan and cultured weeb than I am.
I gotcha.
And I think, yeah, I wholeheartedly endorse bringing him on to the show.
What is cultured? I hate when people use that word. There's no such cultured. Thing as really being cultured. You're just in the anime community. No matter how little or how much you've watched, at least you're in it. The people who keep saying that they're cultured and everything, they're acting like uppity fucking people. Like, you're not. Anime is meant for anybody. It's not like a whole quota that you have to reach.
Yep. I agree.
Well, thank you. I've always felt pressured like I had to live up to some
unspoken,
unwritten
rule. No, you do not. No. It's called my anime list for a reason. You're still making that list. It doesn't stop.
Yep, well, I'm like...
I feel like... Yeah, go on.
Sorry. I'm like 10 away from completing 700 anime, so...
Look at him. He's on that tier list. I don't even know how many I have because I can't remember the names.
Start that list. I need to go back. Cam, I know you made me an account. I have not used it.
Yep.
I forget. I get busy. I'm a fallible human being, but I am trying.
So...
I'll get on... Probably while I'm watching Rings of Power.
Okay.
And just backing off. Back to the point Aerie was making. Thank you. Like, I don't know. I feel like as people who enjoy, whether it's gaming or casual, like, HBO shows, I feel like a lot of our communities are toxic because, like, everyone's trying to one-up each other.
Because it's a competition.
Right?
And I don't want to compete. Except for maybe like Call of Duty and stuff, but that's different. I don't want everything that I do to be like competitive because like work and just my day to day, I'm on survival mode, man. Like when I come home and turn on my Xbox, I want to chill. And you know, I don't mind talking trash to like Slade or Kenyon or some of our friends.
Everybody.
When we're playing games, but a few people I don't mind talking trash, but like if it's everybody, like that's exhausting, man. Like I don't want to fight all of you. Like I'm burnt out when I get home. I'm like, I do not care. I don't care about your opinion. I don't care about it. It's too much. It's too much. And I don't know, I feel like it's all these communities, we need to go back to a period where we're just chill.
Yep.
About the whole thing.
Yep.
That's my 2-minute rant on that. Sorry about that.
But I haven't left that community. I'm still just chill with it.
Well, I'm talking to the wrong people then.
Yep.
But I think Cam and Ariana, you need to get on this. We need to jump on Chainsaw Man. Have you guys read the manga? I got the manga this Christmas. I just haven't finished reading volume 3. It's really good.
I've read maybe the first 2, so.
Bro. So, the people who really got me hyped on it were my cousin and Slade. And I wasn't really expecting much from this show either. You know, just a dude with a chainsaw and a sadist boss who apparently asks like fans to bark at her. It's such a weird meme. Twitter has ruined a lot of shows for me, mostly because of the fans and like the weird stuff that it pumps into Facebook and Twitter.
So your Twitter's better than mine.
No, Ariana, like every time I look at your phone, I'm shook. I'm shook. Some of the stuff that you got on your phone, I'm like, what? But it's
that's
not
what
bad.
Everybody just says about my phone. That's why it gets people to stop touching my phone. It's like, yeah, you want to look at something?
Well, no,
go ahead.
Like,
that's up to you.
Ariana, you're one of those people that looks like seemingly innocent. And just like, and you are a chill person, but like when you look at your phone, I'm like, this mother, this girl got problems.
Hello, yeah, you're right. And I'm going to keep putting up that front too, so everybody can see what's behind the curtain, so they can just really be like, mm. And I'll be like, what? It's human nature.
Yep.
Again, nothing wrong with it. Just it slaps you in the face, and it just catches you off guard. You're like,
oh, my deception has failed.
Yep.
But yeah, I think one thing I'd like to do with you guys is to get a watch party. Like, we find a time somewhere down the road where we all watch it collectively when it comes out.
Right.
And eating pizza, drinking alcohol, not drinking, like, it doesn't matter. I just want to watch it with someone.
I'm excited for it. Mappa's doing it, but this season's only going to be 12 episodes, which I understand. Mappa has a lot on their plate. Especially doing the final season, the last part of Attack on Titan. Yeah.
Do we know if it's going to be a movie or are they doing the final season?
Oh, no, it's a season. It's not a movie.
Final season?
Yeah, it's the final season, so.
Because I said it three times.
Yep.
I'm not going to be surprised if they go for a fourth.
No, there's only like 9 chapters left to adapt. There's not many.
Okay.
So,
whatever they do, I'm excited.
Yeah, I can see it being maybe 12 episodes.
12, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down. Let's get jiggy with it. Hey, where's Ronald? I know he's probably somewhere listening to this. Was he busy or could he not make it?
He couldn't make it tonight, so he's gonna try to be on the next one, so.
That bum. Well, we miss you, Ron.
Didn't Alex make it to this one? Is he at work or something?
Probably.
I want to say he worked Saturdays, but don't quote me on that. And if he's listening to this, answer your phone, buddy. Answer that phone.
I mean, like, he sends a bunch of memes to the chat. So.
What? No, I send a bunch. Well, no, you're not wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate his humor. Like, some of it's a lot of very dry, but, you know, lights your day up when you're at work and you look down at your phone and you're like, oh.
I'm just saying, like, if y'all want to see memes, none of these memes are going to be wholesome. I'm going to tell you that right now.
That's fine. I don't care.
You know what? I'm okay. At this point, I've just accepted that's just how society is today, and I'm like, you know what? Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, I am... My main game's pretty strong too, but I try to keep him PG. But
we
if you want me to,
game. You have me rolling every time you be sending. So I was like, "Where is this man getting this stuff from?"
Everywhere.
Who, Cam?
Mm-hmm.
Cam's got his finger dipped in like several pools that are just like meme gold mines. He's
like,
no, he's
he
got
lives
his
in
portfolio.
A very nice neighborhood, but he acts hood, and I like that.
Like, thank you.
He's got a portfolio of memes. He's
you're
the
talking
first
about me putting up the innocent kind of thing. That's what Cam doing right there.
See, that's how I feel about you. Like, you got this innocent thing going, and like, looks, it's all lies. It's all deception.
Yep, I'm not that innocent. I can tell you that.
Man, when I saw you play Halo 2 for the first time, I realized this man's savage.
Yep.
It didn't even have to be memes. I was like, this man's going hard at breakfast.
Yep.
He's killing everybody.
With a smile on his face.
Oh, dude, man, like, I don't know how much time you invested into Halo, but it shows.
A lot.
Every time you pick up a controller. Yeah. Yeah, and it's the same thing with anime. Like, when you focus on something, you really go all the way.
I do.
And it's scary.
Yep.
Like, it's impressive, but it's terrifying. And the same thing with memes. Like, once you find a thing that you put your heart and soul into,
yeah. Honestly, I have like 250 days played in Halo 3. So.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I salute you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, mainly playing Social Slayer back when they had the difference between ranked and social, but That's neither here nor there.
I was playing Halo back when you had to pay to be online.
Well, it kind of still have to play.
Wait. You're talking. I want to say you still have to pay, man.
Yeah, you still have to pay.
You still do? Oh, I thought it was a whole. Yeah, I didn't even know. Nah. I never played online with people. I just played the game because I didn't want to bother my mom to pay to be on live.
I got you.
I want to say you were there for like Halo 3.
No, the first one.
Oh, wait, they had multiplayer. They didn't have online back then. The second one when we really started getting a multiplayer.
Yeah.
It was sorry, an online yeah. experience with that.
Yeah, I mean, first one you had like LAN parties and all that.
LAN parties, PC. Yeah, that's how everyone was doing it back in the day, man. Let's see. What else? I'm sorry. We keep cutting you off when you're trying to get to this list, man.
Oh, no, you're fine. So another thing I'm watching. Oh, yeah, A Couple of Cuckoos. I'm really enjoying that.
Thank you for showing me that, by the way. That's another good show.
Yes. Yeah, what happens when you get mixed at birth? It's pretty much what happened.
Let's see, Skeleton Knight. We've seen Uncle from Another World. I'm trying to think. I haven't seen too much outside of that. You are the champion when it comes to consuming content.
That shit is adorable.
What? Which one?
Spy Family.
Oh yeah.
Season, my god! Yeah.
Part 2 comes out in October 2. That's why I said it's gonna be stacked. But right now I'm watching 28.
28 animes.
28 what?
Yeah.
God. What? Damn.
Bro.
Yeah.
How's your head not like exploding from like all the info and all the data?
I don't know. It's just how I've always been, I guess.
Just, like, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is, how do you have time while working the job that you do and just consume all that? Like, it's impressive.
I don't know. Well, I watch stuff on my break. I'll listen to some stuff on the way to work.
Wait, you have breaks?
Yeah, I got a 30-minute lunch and two 10-minute breaks.
We have 5-minute breaks. We gotta stuff food in our pockets.
That's not good.
No, it's awful. We gotta like look at each other and say like, "Hey, I'll be gone for like 5 minutes. I'll be back, man." And then just shove our pockets with like granola bars or fig bars or whatever we can shove in there. Scarf it down within a 5-minute time limit, and then run back upstairs and then like tag team and say, "Okay, it's your turn." And like, you know. Go to the bathroom or eat or whatever you want to do for 5 minutes.
I got you.
That's been the past 14 months. It sucks, dude.
Yeah. That and also started Call of the Night. And if you like Degashikashi, you would like this one because made by the same author.
Not familiar with it. I've seen memes about it.
Yep.
I've seen the memes you and Alex have been like pumping out. It looks really entertaining.
Yep. Then, of course, then I've been keeping up with One Piece.
I will never catch up to that. I will never be. That will be the show that I can honestly say I will never finish from top. Like, the best I can do, maybe, is skip all of the filler. And Jessica's probably gonna hate me for that. I don't care. I just, it's too much. It's way too, I wanna say though, I'm like episode, what, 800 now? Maybe 900, maybe 1,000. I don't know how far.
So, I'm on episode 1032.
Okay, yeah. Point exactly. There's no way. There's absolutely no way.
Yeah. And I had this Yasha, I would have been going all the way. But One Piece, it's only so much pirates I can actually look at it without it being Johnny Depp.
Yep. Yeah. Let's see what else am I watching? Oh yeah, been watching Black Summoner. This is a pretty good for a generic isekai. I've liked it.
Black Summoner.
Something he's naming. I feel like he's making up names for him.
No, it's out there.
His name is Kelvin. That's the main character's name. Asking,
what's it about?
Which one?
Black Summoner.
But so basically, he gets reincarnated in another world, and he gives up his memories of his past life to get extra strong. So that, and he's also battle junkie.
Not a bad sacrifice. I mean, it's sad, but like.
Yeah. He's also a battle junkie. Like,
super strong, bro. Let's do it.
Yep. So that, been watching Rent a Girlfriend season 2.
I've heard of
manga for that, but I have not picked it up. Is it good?
Yes. It's good. I have the first 4 volumes of the manga, so.
Isn't that at like 20 right now?
That might be the light novel. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I would have to look that up. That.
No, I don't have my laptop. I can't look that up at the moment. But give me.
Gotcha. I got also watching Lucifer and the Biscuit Hammer, and it's okay.
Lucifer and the Biscuit Hammer.
Yeah. So.
Are you talking about Lucifer the show?
No. It's called Lucifer and the Biscuit Hammer.
Oh, that was one full title. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the full title. That, and then also watching Remake Our Life. That's pretty good. Think of it as like real life, almost. It's very similar to that.
Okay, so I got my laptop pulled up. What was I searching again?
I think how many volumes Rent a Girlfriend has.
Yeah, give me 2 seconds.
I would have done that on my phone.
Oh, don't wait for me. Like, please carry on the conversation.
This is for next season. Of course, you know, I'm going to watch Chainsaw Man, Mob Psycho. So we're getting the 6th season of My Hero Academia.
Dang, man. And this is this season?
Yep. Well, this is the next season, fall 2022. Getting Bleach. Getting 2 Year Eternity, season 2, which I'm going to watch. We're getting Izaki Wants to Hang Out season 2. Watch that. Then we're getting one. It's called. Go ahead.
Okay, so with all these shows, I know you're going to be watching at your own pace, but we need to set a time for like certain shows that we watch collectively, and like just one. Like I'm not watching 28 shows just with you. I love you, both of you, but like
that's fine. Ain't happening. That's fine.
And I feel like Chainsaw Man can be that show, potentially. Attack on Titan is not going to be that. I'm watching that at my own pace.
I got you. I'm fine with that.
I'd say, would you want to watch Sundays?
Sundays? We can do that.
Yeah. Sounds good, bro. Saturdays are, you know, an option, but, you know, it's based on what everyone else's schedule is.
Yeah.
And we should probably talk to Alex too, because like I want to include him on that, but he might have a radically different schedule than us since he's in the Air Force now.
Yeah. That we're getting Blue Lock, which is a soccer anime.
Oh, by the way, Cam. So Rent a Girlfriend had 20, as of now, has 20 volumes.
Okay.
As of April 2021.
Dang.
I know it.
I got you.
You're on it.
That, we're getting another King Kali anime, which is surprising.
What's it called?
Ken Kali. It's based off a mobile game.
It's not that I don't believe you. I want to look all these up while we're having this conversation.
That's fine.
It is. Damn, man. I'm, again, seriously, I'm impressed with, like, the shows that you find. You, Jessica, Slade, and Alex are, like, the pulse to, like, the anime community. And Ariana. Like,
oh, she gives me some really good...
She gives... No, but, like, you, without you guys, I would be,
a hermit?
Yeah. No, I would be adrift from all this fun, like, all this fun material. Again, yep. I'd probably be just out hiking or boxing somewhere, but I enjoy this because I meet so many people through the anime community, even just like at my job.
Yep.
And bring so many people together that that never would like connect with each other, but it's like you'll see someone wearing a shirt and they immediately just like you see that light bulb moment, like, oh,
I'll be right back, I'm gonna let my cat in.
Like you start chatting people up. I love it. Say what, Cam? Hey, you there?
You all right?
Testing. 1, 2, 1, 2.
I'm back. You there? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. He just dipped out. He's like, they won't notice.
No, I said I had to go let my cat in, so.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that part.
My bad.
See, I told you, you keep throwing all these anime titles. I thought you were just saying an anime title.
No.
Gotta let my cat out.
Nah.
Somewhere out in the metaverse, there's can't let my cat out. Let's see, what else is going on? Anime, music, HBO, streaming. I don't think there's too much with all that. There's a few concerts happening around Alabama. Few gaming arcade bars here and there, and just yeah. And I want to say there's a conventioning happening this weekend somewhere. Like I saw on Facebook, Courtney was talking about going to an event again. Like I can't keep up with all this stuff. Like all that is on all y'all.
Yeah, but, I thought there was a website that I looked up long time ago whenever I was first getting into cons, and they listed almost like every con for every state and all the dates and stuff. I cannot find
they don't
that
do that anymore.
They don't?
No, because like now it's like every convention or every like organization that does their thing, they're separate now. Like you can't get like a full list of like the times and the dates and the guests. Like, or at least I haven't found it.
I got you.
It wouldn't surprise me if like Slade or someone else who was like way more like into that community had that information. Maybe it's on Ticketmaster, maybe it's on Twitter, but I do not have that data. And I would love it because it would help me organize my, you know, already disorganized life.
It's going to take more than just one person to help that, Nick.
Yeah.
Did he leave?
I guess he either left or got disconnected. Hold on, let me see.
You know what? It's probably what happened whenever we were on the phone. I think it was a couple days ago. And it kind of just... No, what was it? Like last night or something? We were talking and then it just stopped and it cut off. And I was like, did he hang up on me? Did his phone die?
Maybe. Don't know. Well, that's awkward. Well, look, he's back.
Oh, there he goes.
What happened?
I don't know. I told you. Just like last time when we were on the phone, it was you.
What you mean? What was me?
Remember when we were talking on like Snapchat or something like that, and it just cut off?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm just kind of agreeing to it.
Oh, wow.
No, I was talking to myself, and I didn't get a response from you guys, and then I came back to the chat, apparently.
Yeah. It said you're like away.
Away to where? I don't know. I'm still figuring out, all this with the phone, Discord, and all that.
I gotcha. Yeah, I'm using my computer. My computer. Yeah, so.
Man, I want to, once I get a Switch, the next thing I'm going to be investing in is a desktop.
Nick, don't you know that Switches are free?
What do you mean Switches are free?
You just gotta go out into the grass and get you one.
Yeah.
I'm talking Nintendo Switch, man.
Yeah, just go to the tree.
Ain't nobody beating their kids no more.
Why are you lying?
Okay, no one up in Homewood is beating their kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't think there are any anime comedians, are there? Like, we got, people...
Most comedians, if they watch anime, they will probably, like, slide a joke or two in there. Just like, you know, most singers or rappers nowadays, like, you'll see that they watch, or at least they've heard of some animes, because they'll sneak it. Like, Megan Thee Stallion, she speaks of it sometimes in her raps, and I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
I want someone in that community to, like, step out and be bold enough to just like rip on, like, I feel like if Alex got his like codes together, he like he used to like rap and make fun of Naruto in a very like creative and intelligent way, and I feel like someone who is well versed enough in that community could just go out, start shows, and just rip on characters or things behind the scenes with the industry, stereotypes, you know, like acceptable stereotypes, and just have a ball with it. Like I would absolutely love that. I don't know if there's anyone that exists like that, but I don't know. I see potential in it, maybe.
Yeah. You know what I just finished watching downstairs with my cousin?
What?
I got finished watching this death battle between Miles Morales and Static Shock.
Death battle? Wait, are you talking rap battles? Or are you talking about that show that used to be... Oh, yeah, I completely forgot that was a thing. Dude,
yeah,
because
it's on YouTube.
Is weird.
Yeah.
YouTube cut off all the really good content that I used to be subscribed to, and they've got kicked off. And that was one of them, death battles.
They still do it.
I know they still do it. It just doesn't hit my feed anymore.
You can probably adjust your settings.
Yeah.
What, like, what flows in? Or, like, I don't understand YouTube anymore.
Like, you know whenever they tell you to hit that little bell icon so you can keep getting notifications?
I do, and I still don't get anything.
That's weird.
Feels intentional. Because
you won't believe who won. Who do you think won that?
Static Shock?
Static.
Yeah. You're right.
What do you mean I wouldn't believe? Bro.
Some people are like, nah. I was like, well, if you compare the powers of what Static has and what he can do in the comics, then you can clearly see he about outnumbered Miles by a long shot. But he said when it comes to, like, the hand-to-hand combat, then probably, you know, Miles would have won that. I was like, maybe, but you never know.
See, I think of Static Shock Let's measure it by power level, and maybe I'm underestimating. But do you remember the game Infamous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how I see Static. Like, aside from the show, which kind
that
of
he
like
needs to power up.
Yeah.
No, because remember, his is basically just within him. He doesn't really take it from other things around him unless
I'm making a really bad analogy between the two. Oh. But like, just what he could potentially do if he was unhinged and he didn't care about hurting people. Like, that's how I see Static, without being reliant to, like, a power grid. And, true. Just, like, basically what you said, it just seems like an obvious choice that Static would just absolutely demolish Miles Morales.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did. He blew him up.
He blew him up.
Damn.
I'm being, like, for real. He blew him up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Total ADD moment. Cam, fill us in on the Dragon Ball movie you just saw.
I saw it too. No lie.
Okay, both of you.
I would give Cam a huge high five. I was like, yeah, man.
It was good. Wait,
explain how Gohan, like, okay, so how does he jump from, I think as far as he got was Super Saiyan 2. I get Kefla and them skipped several transformations and got to where they were because of Goku and Vegeta coaching them, and then they fusioned with the Kai earring or whatever. Anyways, aside from that, how is Gohan gonna skip all that progress and go all the way to Bulma? I still don't understand. What happened?
So remember, he had his potential unleashed.
Yeah.
By the Kai's when he fought Majin Buu. So.
Because when you think about it, they've been saying this in like Dragon Ball as their lore. Like, you know, the stronger will that they have, the more power they gain. And every time they get defeated, they just keep getting stronger.
Yep.
And then the only thing I found really, really weird that kind of rubbed me the wrong way in the movie is that he got upset whenever, you know, Piccolo was just playing, and he was like, I'm gonna just play to get your dad angry, and I'm gonna act like I'm attacking you. And he got a little upset. But when he thought that Piccolo damn near died, he went all ape shit crazy. I was like, you care more about him than your own daughter. That's like fucked up.
Yep. It's good to be in 3D, too.
I can see why that would bother you. Yeah, the 3D was kind of,
It only bothered me because he's just stepping in his dad's footsteps. Like, your dad didn't give a shit about you. And you don't give a shit
like
about
father,
him.
Like father, like son.
Right?
Can we just
make
say...
if you're just going to repeat that.
Let's just say as a community that Piccolo is his father. That's his stepdad.
Why does he have to only reproduce asexually? That's just mad. Like, I'm...
No, that is Gohan's father. Right there. Piccolo is his dad. Like, ever since the Frieza arc, that has been his father.
Yep.
No, Piccolo is now a grandfather. His connection with Pan is just...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, this man has taken over Goku's family, and Goku doesn't give a shit.
Right?
He's busy trying to get strong. He's like, it's all right. It's whatever.
Yep.
Let Piccolo take care of it.
I mean, it's the same thing as Vegeta. Vegeta didn't give two shits about his son. He barely cares about Bulma.
Yep.
He lets, what's his name? Not Beerus, but the Whis. He lets Whis kind of like babysit his wife while he's out trying to one-up Goku. Okay, so I was talking to someone about Vegeta. Everything from his upgrade with Ultra Ego. So, Vegeta, right? This man has been taking loss after loss. Correct me if I'm wrong. He has not had one win against a villain. Okay, so he beat up Android 19, if I remember, and like that was after his training in the I can't remember, we like time stops and all that, but he's had some badass moments, but this man would not give up.
Yep.
Like, he's going on full Saiyan pride. And I remember as a kid, Goku was like that silly character from like Dragon Ball, not Z. And you just see him kind of just grow into a man. And then we get introduced to Vegeta. I didn't like Vegeta at first, and he's grown on me. I think it's because he's put in the work. He's trained, he's suffered loss after loss, and he just he keeps getting back.
Yeah. Hello? What the hell just happened? Hello? Hello? I'm gonna end the recording.
Doesn't die before he finishes this. I feel like he could potentially become humble. Like, okay, look at what he did with, I can't remember that Saiyan kid, the real skinny one from the Seven Dimensions tournament.
Oob?
I can't remember the kid's name. But
yeah, his name's Oob.
He was training. He was training him, and he was giving him, like, legit advice. And, I don't think he wants to do that, but when he sees his people kind of just like slacking, or they're not like to their full potential, you know, he goes hard with the advice, man.
But yeah, he does.
It's legit stuff, and you can see he's proud of him when he like makes little bits of progress to like becoming better. And I don't think he wants that responsibility at the same, and that's not his main mission. His main thing is beating Goku, but I think he's slowly warming up to the idea of, like, maybe being a god of destruction and maybe, you know, letting the next generation of Saiyans just, like, kind of take his role when he's out of the picture.
Like, yeah.
I'm proud of him. He's still got a long way. He's got a long way to go as a person, but he's starting off as a villain and just becoming a father. Not the best one, but he cares about his family. In his own mm-hmm. twisted way.
Yeah.
It's like 25% his family. The rest of it's all, I gotta get stronger so I can destroy everybody else.
I can't fall behind Goku.
Right, well, I think I'm about to stop the recording. Any last words you want to say? Before we... No.
Well, one
I'm
thing.
Still trying to finish Kuroko no Basket.
Okay.
Nice. One thing I'd say, I want to say it's been 16, 17 months since we did our last recording. I want to say it's so good to see both of you.
Yeah.
Again, on the same channel.
Yeah, let's
see. Be the operative word.
Well, being on the same platform.
I got
it's
you.
Good to be on the same platform again.
Yeah, well, let's try to aim for doing this monthly then.
Okay. I'm down with it. And let's aim for Sundays being our Chainsaw Man viewing days.
All right, sure. Sounds good.
All right. I don't know what streaming service that'll be, but I will
Crunchyroll.
Get that information to you guys.
Crunchyroll.
Got it. One love. Hope you guys enjoyed this stream with us, and peace.
Peace, y'all.